I'm Dr. Trish Murray. I am an osteopathic medical doctor and have been practicing medicine for 15 years in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I started out as a primary care physician, and then I went on to specialize in non-surgical orthopedics and osteopathic manipulative medicine. But over the years, I realized more and more that the underlying inflammation, toxicity, and autoimmunity that people are suffering with are the root cause to most health problems. So, I also went on to become a specialist in functional medicine. My website is www.tmurraywellness.com, and I encourage you to go to my website. There is a great deal of free information because my mission is to empower you to optimize your own health through education, community, and support. Welcome to this podcast. And today's topic is on the brain. You see, I have been an osteopathic physician for many years, and originally I trained in internal medicine, which is really being a primary care doctor for adults. But pretty early on after my residency of working in hospitals and intensive care units and so forth, and then getting out into the clinics and outpatient and working with patients that had many chronic diseases as we age, I realized honestly that I wasn't helping a lot of people. In the amount of time I had in the traditional medical model, I was simply pushing pills. In the 10 or 15 minutes I had to meet with a patient that may have been on 6, 7, 8, 10 medications, I was spending my time racking my conscious brain trying to figure out the interactions of the different medicines and which side effects or problems they were having were being caused by the medicines, and then how would I help alleviate that. And that's not, honestly, why I went into medicine, and not why I went to medical school. So about 3-4 years into becoming an internal medicine primary care doc and finishing my residency, I honestly left that concept of institutional medicine and fell back onto traditional osteopathy. And I became a specialist in osteopathic manipulative medicine, which means I use my hands to treat people's structural imbalances, and predominantly people come to me with pain, neck pain, headaches, joint pains, things like that. And so I use my hands to treat them by manipulating their joints and working with actually connective tissue, the fascia, the dura that surrounds the brain, and so forth. But you don't interact with people in this way without feeling the energy exchange between myself and another when I have my hands on them and interacting with their connective tissue. And so I have gone out on my own ways to try and understand this energy. We are energy beings, and so I have tried to understand and utilize that within my interactions with patients and in my own personal life. And so I went to a conference, and that conference was focused on a type of osteopathic manipulation where we are still, when we have our hands on the cranium in particular, and other parts of the body, but particularly the cranium. And it was during this conference that one of the speakers shared a TED Talk by a woman by the name of Jill Bolte Taylor. And I was blown away, actually, by this TED Talk. And I strongly recommend you go find this TED Talk and listen to this woman, Jill Bolte Taylor, who also, I believe, has written a book by the name of, I think it's entitled Stroke of Insight. You see, this woman was a neuroscientist who had a stroke back in December of 1996 on the left side of her brain, a hemorrhage or a bleed into the left side of her, you know, you can take your brain and you can divide it into two hemispheres, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. If you ever have looked at a walnut and you see that it's got those squiggles and undulations to it, and there seems to be two halves to that walnut, but then in the middle, there is this section that holds them together. And if you imagine that that is similar to your brain, particularly your cerebral cortex, where, again, you have a right side and a left side, and then you have the middle that connects them. And basically, our brain is an amazing computer. And the idea is that these two different sides of us, though, when this woman, Jill Bolte Taylor, had her stroke and she had a bleed going on the left side of her brain, she got to observe, as a neuroscientist, what it's like for us to lose our left brain or be in the process of losing our left brain and only being able to go in and out of ability to use the consciousness of her left brain, and be able to experience the world predominantly from our right brain. And so what I wanted to do is what blew me away is obviously this ability of someone personally to be able to explain this experience. And so I wanted to share some of the highlights of what she explains. And the idea that we are two different personalities, even, if you will, within our own one brain, and the idea that our right brain and our left brain are extremely different from each other. They have different jobs, and she points out that they have different personalities. And so she emphasizes the fact that the left brain, the side of her brain that was having the stroke that day, is the side of our brain that thinks linearly or methodically. It is the part of our brain that connects, for example, your past to your present and to your future. And the left brain thinks in details and details and more details and then categorizes all these details. And it projects these categories and these details into and keeps them linearly categorized into our present, our past, and of course projects into the future. Our left brain thinks in language. It is our calculating intelligence. But it is also this calculating consciousness and this calculating linear methodical intelligence and consciousness that causes us to be able to realize or be able to say, I am. And when your consciousness is able to say, I am, and look down at your body and make you be who you are, then that actually makes us separate from the rest of the world and from the rest of the energy that makes up the universe. It makes us separate from all that is. So it is our left brain that allows that identity and that separateness to occur. But what she was experiencing that day as a result of losing and in the process of losing and waving in and out of her methodical consciousness, she was extremely connected to predominantly her right brain. And the right hemisphere of our brains and the right side of our consciousness really connects us to only the present moment. And it processes information in pictures, and it processes things in kinesthetically. Kinesthetically meaning your senses of what you feel, what you smell, what you hear, what you taste, and what things look like. And your right brain is not linear. It only experiences this very present, right now moment. And so she was in the present moment, every moment of her experience that day. And she talked about how she felt humongous, and she could not define the boundaries of her being, the boundaries of where she began or begins and where she ended. She was connected to all that is. She was one with everything in the universe. And she experienced energy streams all through her sensory systems. And she said it was beautiful. And it was as if she had reached nirvana. And she talked about the fact that we are energy beings. She learned the fact that we are truly energy beings connected to the energy all around us through the consciousness of our right hemispheres. And the idea that during this stroke of insight, this day of this amazing stroke where she almost lost her life, but for her, she survived, and it took her 8 years to recover completely. But during this TED Talk, she is a completely recovered neuroscientist sharing her experience. And the idea that for her and for all of us, she's out there trying to help us all understand that we can make a choice every day and every moment to live predominantly from the left hemisphere or from the right hemisphere. And the idea that when you are connected more to the right side of your brain and right side of your consciousness, you can be totally disconnected from the brain chatter that connects you to the outside world. Meaning that brain chatter that causes you to think about work, or that brain chatter that causes you to be weighed down by difficult relationships. You can lose, for example, all of your emotional baggage by simply quieting your left brain and connecting more with your right brain or your right hemisphere of your consciousness. And she talks about how by connecting with the right side of your brain, you can feel light, you can feel peaceful. She talks about it as the fact that she's alive, she was alive, and she tasted and felt nirvana. And what she's trying to share, and what blew me away because I experienced this many times working on a patient when I connect with all that is, and I get outside of my own left brain, and I connect only with my right brain, and the kinesiology and the feelings and the senses of the energy that comes from not just me and not from the patient I'm working on, but from the entire universe. And when I am able to connect with that, it is truly nirvana. And it is not I who is doing the work, and it is not the patient who is receiving the energy. It is everything. It is the fact that we are both connected to all that is. And if I ask for healing energy and healing power to come into this experience and into this moment, this present moment of nirvana, then that is one of the most healing things that can possibly happen. And a person can choose, and this is the point she's trying to make, we can purposely choose to step to the right of our left hemispheres. You can purposely choose to step to the right of your left hemisphere. We are the life force power of the universe, is what she ends her TED Talk with, and that we have two cognitive minds. Our right cognitive mind, that is always at one with all that is, versus our left mind, which makes us single individuals and separate. She states that these are the two, or the we, inside of us, inside of each of us. And that when we connect to the right side of our brain and we purposely choose to emphasize the right side of our consciousness, We feel the peaceful, connected universe and the interconnection that is loving and light and peaceful between all of us. And so I wanted to do a podcast to share this and to spread this word and to tell you about Jill Bolte Taylor and her TED Talk and her book, A Stroke of Insight, but also to give you the idea that there are the we inside of each of us, and the idea that you can choose to emphasize the right side of your brain to help you reduce stress and to let go of the baggage that holds each of us each day of our lives. And now you can't go through every day of your life, every moment of your life, disconnected from your left brain. That wouldn't be very functional, and I get that. But what I emphasize to my patients in the DENT curriculum and in our Discover Health programs is that every single one of us should have a practice every single day of our lives, or at least, at the very least, most days of our lives, where we spend at least 5 to 10 minutes a day using some technique to help us connect to our right brains so that you can let go of the baggage and step to the right of the details and the stress of your life. And so I'd like to talk a few minutes about some techniques you can use to do that. And one of the first things that anyone needs to do in order to step to the left of their to the right of their left brain is to sit in a comfortable and quiet place. You might be alone or you might be in a group. Either way, I mean, typically to do this alone is great, but also to do it as a group and consciously, purposefully do this as a group is even more powerful, because you're going to feel this group connection and the energy that flows amongst all of you in that moment when you connect to your right brains. But you can do this every day on your own. So you would sit comfortably, first of all, in a quiet and comfortable sitting, you know, setting. You could be laying down, but, you know, you also preferably, I guess, would be sitting up so you don't fall asleep. But if you are really tired, laying down is fine. Maybe you need to nap. But again, when you go to sleep, you're not going to be conscious of the connection to your right brain. And what you would do is sit, and the first thing that anyone would want to do after they've gotten quiet is to connect with your breath and to give your left brain actually something to do. Because again, it likes the details, and it's got to be given something to do. And so what you would do is take a deep breath in, for example, and count to a certain number. Pick a number. Count to 5, for example. So you would take a deep breath and count in and give your left brain the ability to count the breath and count slowly to 5. And then you could exhale and count to 5 as well. Or also, you could, because it's more of our sympathetic nervous systems when we inhale and more of our relaxed parasympathetic nervous system when we exhale that are more active. And our sympathetic nervous system is more of our stress nervous system, and our parasympathetic nervous system is more as our relaxed nervous system. So what I would actually recommend is that you breathe in for a count of 5, but you then exhale for a count longer than that, of 7 or maybe 8. Because then you notice you're emphasizing your parasympathetic relaxing nervous system. And that will help, number one, give your left brain something to do and start to shift your autonomic nervous system from more sympathetic stressful to more parasympathetic relaxed. You could put on some nice, beautiful background music, but I usually wouldn't have words to that music, because of course then you're going to focus on the words of the songs. Or you can just sit in quiet. Either way, whatever works for you. There is no right and there is no wrong. So that is the first thing I would do. And then you can put yourself through the idea of using your left brain as you're breathing steadily in and out with the same pace. I would then start to focus on your different parts of your body, such as first focus on your feet. And with your left brain, focus on your feet, breathe in, and then when you exhale, you ask that part of your body to completely relax and let go of all tension. And then you would breathe in again and focus now on a different, the next, come up the body. So focus on your legs, for example, either your knees and your lower legs or your whole legs, your thighs, your knees, your lower legs. And as you inhale, you focus on that body part. And then as you exhale, you ask those body parts to relax and completely let go of any tension. And then, of course, you just keep moving through your body. So you would breathe in, ask your pelvis, for example, to relax, and then exhale for the count that you determined and are consistently doing throughout this entire exercise. And then you would breathe in, let's say, and focus on your belly and fill your whole belly with air, and then exhale and breathe out and relax your belly. And then you would breathe in and ask your back, your low back, your upper back, your shoulders to relax. And then as you exhale, you would ask those areas to completely relax and to let go of all tension. And so you'll notice you will take yourself through this breathing exercise, but then also this relaxation exercise, where your left brain, again, is given something to focus on, but your whole being is relaxing and connecting more and more to your body's energy, and then feeling the connection to all it is. And you would continue to do this throughout your, obviously, your arms and then your head. And once you've completed your whole body, you can then keep breathing at a steady pace. And then you can even ask yourself to drop inside yourself and just keep breathing in and out and focusing on the feelings and the sensations within your body. This is an exercise that anyone can do, and it'll take you 5 or 10 minutes, and you can do it on a daily basis. The next step from here would be to, you know, there are many concepts out there such as visualizations or guided meditations. And I have created a guided meditation where I first guide you through, for example, the breathing and then the relaxation phases, taking you through your body that I've just described. But then after that, I take folks on a guided meditation to their own soul gardens. And I have this guided meditation on my website, in the shop. So if you go to my website and you go to the store, you would be able to listen to, be able to obtain this guided meditation where I am taking you through the breathing and then through your body to release tension. But then I'm going to take you even further into your soul and into your right side of your brain, so that you can feel what it feels like to step to the right of your left hemisphere and connect with all that is and connect with your own soul, so that you can ask questions or get guidance or even just hang out there for a while. This is something that everyone can do. If you do this as a practice on a regular basis, you will notice and feel that you will understand how to step to the left, to the right, I'm sorry, of your left hemisphere. How to be disconnected from all the details and all the stress of your life. You will feel more at peace. You will feel lighter. So I hope this experience or this explanation has helped. I hope you'll seek out Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor because I think she's amazing. And I hope you'll consider getting my guided meditation to your own soul garden off my shop at my website. So I hope this podcast has empowered you to optimize your health, because that truly is my mission, to help educate people so that you can learn more and more how to find your way to health and wellness and feel as optimally healthy as you possibly can. Please go to my website and learn much more about the information you need and about the services we offer at my office. It's www.tmurraywellness.com. I also have my own curriculum or program I call the DENT curriculum. That's D-E-N-T, which is an acronym for diet and detox, exercise, nutrition, and treatment. And I offer weekend conferences where anyone in the world can come and learn about how to put a dent in your chronic disease processes through exactly that, diet, detox, exercise, nutrition, and treatment. So again, please go to my website, tmurraywellness.com, or give my office a call at 603-447-3112 and learn more.